Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly! Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas, perfectly crafted every time.
I got one for my sister, and maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line now is James Lovell. He's the founder and director of the Ministry of Fun Santa School. They are the longest running genuine training school for professional Father Christmases in the UK. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Hannah, and a very Merry Christmas for you and everyone out there.
Oh, thank you, James. Merry Christmas to you as well. You must have the most fun job in the world, do you?
It is a magical job indeed, yes. We've been running a Santa school at the Ministry of Fun for over 20 years now, which is a rather astonishing statistic. I never thought I'd be doing that when I was at school. But it all started because I was an elf many years ago, and I used to perform at a queue that, 20 years ago, the internet didn't really exist, so people couldn't book tickets in advance to go and see Father Christmas. So literally, they used to turn up at places, and there'd be a queue, and there'd be a sign at the end of the queue saying, "You're 2.5 hours from Santa," and people still join the queue. So as an elf, I had to make that experience magical. And then at the end of it, said, "Meet the great man." And I noticed in those early days of my career working in this wonderful world that some Father Christmases were slightly more magical than others, shall I say. And I thought, if I'd been queuing for 2 hours, I'd want it to be magical. So that's why we started the Santa School. And yes, it is indeed a wonderful, wonderful job.
That makes a lot of sense, because I suppose a lot of kids will have met some Santas that are nicer than others, shall we say. What kind of skills do you think people need to have in order to make a good Santa?
Well, the most important thing of all, Hannah, is to obviously recognise the fact that the real Santa does exist, and we're only helping him out on these extremely rare occasions that he can't be in two places at once. But I don't want you to worry. When you go to your local grotto, you will be seeing the real one. That's a fact, so don't worry about that. We're only helping him, and we basically, all year round, we're looking for people that have a touch of magic about them, a charm. They need to have a sparkle, a glint in their eye. They need to be relentlessly jolly, really. I mean, Father Christmas is the jolliest person on the planet, and he needs to enjoy chatting to children. And when you're portraying the great man, when you're wearing the red and white suit, you are the real Santa, because to many children, you know, meeting Father Christmas is probably the first time they've met a celebrity. And what a celebrity he is. And there's been a huge build-up. There might have been weeks of anticipation. And then there's the journey on the big day. And then they park the car and they walk possibly through the rain for several minutes. And they join maybe a smaller queue than the ones I remember from 20 years ago. But finally, they reach the door and the door opens and they walk in and there he is. And so when you're dressed as the red and white superstar that is Father Christmas, you need to ensure that you embody the role in every way. And there aren't, for an actor, there aren't very many roles in which you are required to stay in character so magically to an audience of maybe only one, who are literally a foot and a half away from you. So you not only need to be able to stay in character, but you need to be able to improvise and be fun. So we teach everything you need to know to be the real Father Christmas, from the boots up to the beard. So costume is important, of course. You need to look immaculate, and you need to be able to answer difficult questions. You also need to know the names of the reindeer, Hannah. How many reindeer can you name?
Oh, hopefully all of them, because I host a quiz every week, and tomorrow is my Christmas quiz, so I should be good at that.
Ah, good. Well, tell me, first of all, how many are there?
9.
Good answer. Well done. I've got very high hopes for this. All right, go for it, Hannah. Ready?
Oh, you want me to do it on there? Oh,
come
goodness.
On, you can do it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
No so, pressure at all.
No, so there's Rudolph.
Step in and help.
So there's Rudolph.
Yes.
Then we've got Comet, yes. Cupid.
Yes. I don't think by saying Comet twice that counts as two, so we're only on 3 at the moment.
Yes, Comet, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen.
Yeah, good. Oh, this is marvellous. You're flying here. There's 5. See, I do it as a little rhyme, you see. So we always have
okay.
Rudolph at the front.
Yeah.
And that acts as a red nose, obviously. The Rudolph red nose acts like a headlight, which is very useful, of course, because when Father Christmas is flying through, I don't know, misty areas such as Norway, which does get very foggy on Christmas Eve, he needs a headlight at the front. And then, just to remind me, rhythmically and tunefully, I'll go Donder, Dasher, Cupid and Vixen, Dancer, Prancer, Comet and Blitzen. And remember, all these reindeer have characters. It's important not just to know their names, but you've got to know, for instance, that Dasher is very fast. So that's why we put Dasher at the front. Comet and Blitzen, they're at the back because they're very strong. Now we need to watch Vixen because she's very naughty, so we normally have her in the middle so we can keep an eye on her. And we'll fly around the world, and do you know Father Christmas goes to 843 million houses in one night?
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is. He's got roughly 1/1000th of a second to go down every chimney, eat a mince pie, swig a sherry, deliver the presents, and then get on his way again. I mean, he really is a remarkable chap. So when you're portraying him, you need to be remarkable.
Mm.
There can't be any eggy gaps in conversation. You've got to lead the conversation. So you not only need to know the names of the reindeer, you need to know the answer to the question, Father Christmas, we don't have a chimney. What are you going to do about that? So you need to be ready. You need to be ready for the big one, of course, which is, are you the real Father Christmas? Well, of course you are. And I would say, Hannah, if you asked me that question, I would say, well, are you the real Hannah? Well, I'm the real Santa. And then move on. You've got to control the whole conversation.
Yeah.
And it is great. And honestly, there are kind of many, many different kinds of children. You can rehearse 1,000 scenarios, but you can be jolly sure the very next day, 1,001th will come in through the door. And involving the adults is also important, of course. I mean, you need to remember that the grown-ups were children once, so it's always good to remember that Dad was very untidy when he was little. He had a very untidy bedroom, and I hope he's a little tidier now. Bring everyone in, and because we all deserve a bit of magic in our lives, Hannah, and Christmas is truly the only time of the year where this happens. And I think we all like to think Father Christmas is coming down our chimney on Christmas Eve. And you know what? He is.
I'm so pleased. And what does Santa's have to say? I expect a lot of kids tell Santa what they want for Christmas, and some of them might be very expensive, unrealistic presents. How does Santa deal with that?
Well, that's a very good question. But of course, just preempting that, the worst thing Father Christmas can ever ask a child is what you want for Christmas. Because they've probably written to him. And so if they've written a letter and then you ask, what do you want for Christmas? You're basically saying you haven't read the letter. That's unforgivable. So, of course, James may not know what Hannah wants for Christmas, but Santa does. So we always ask the question in a very positive way. We'll say, now you have written me a letter, haven't you? And normally at this time of year, as we get nearer Christmas, everyone says yes. And so, of course, you then remember that it is the most remarkable letter you've ever read. Of course, what a wonderful letter. The spelling, the handwriting was beautiful. In fact, it's my favourite letter I've ever received. I put it on top of the pile of my desk in the North Pole. So as I look out the window, there are the snowy drifts. And there's your letter reminding me that Christmas is coming. Now then, there was a list in the letter, of course, and then you get onto the presents, and of course, James doesn't know, but Santa does. So very cleverly, he might get it spectacularly wrong a few times and suggest that a child wants a jar of pickled onions or something like that. And then finally, we get to the point where silly old Santa remembers, oh yes, of course, now, to remind me what was on top of your list. And when the child says an Xbox, and you see the parents go white with terror, you have a lot of power in your hands at that moment, but your job... Your job there is to merely reassure the child that they'll have a marvellous Christmas no matter what. So we normally say, well, I'll see what I can do. Whatever I do bring, it'll be something marvellous, but with all the love in the world. And then once again, move on. Let's talk about my reindeer. You know, the reindeer are very handy. And of course, ending the conversation, that's important, because you don't want a child to feel like they're being hurled out of your grotto. You want to make every child feel like they're special, because they are. Mm-hmm. And every child that comes to see Father Christmas is the number one child Father Christmas has been hoping to meet all day. So Father Christmas is always extremely grateful for everyone coming to see him, because he loves meeting children. And of course, he's seen them every year, so he would never ask a child what their name is, because he knows them. He's Saint Nicholas is patron saint of children all over the world, and Aberdeen, interestingly. But anyway, children all over the world, so he knows every child. So, so obviously, he'll never ask who they are, because he knows.
Yes.
But when it gets to the end of the conversation, he needs to end it in a way that is seamless and wonderful and still magical. So while I'm talking to you now, Hannah, I'm chatting away, and then suddenly I might go, oh, did you hear that? I just heard the sound of a hoof. I heard a hoof on the roof. That'll be the reindeer. Did you see them when you came in? Did you see them, Hannah?
Yes.
Work this morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that means they're being very naughty. I told them to keep out of sight. But anyway, if they're tapping on the roof, they must be hungry. And that means I've got to go and feed them. So there you are. There's your seamless exit line. So you have to go, but then you can do the photograph. And then, of course, you'll just check they're going to leave you a snack on Christmas Eve. And whilst it's very kind of children to say they're going to leave you a glass of milk, I mean, you'd never say no to a glass of milk, it's always good to look up at the parents or the grown-ups in the room and say, I do get a little cold on my sleigh, and if you're lucky, they might offer you a sherry or a malt whiskey or something, which always pleases Santa enormously. Although, of course, he never drinks too much. He only needs a very little small drop.
Because
with 843 malt whiskies, he might fall off his sleigh. So you need to ensure that he only gets left a little drop of something just to keep him warm. And, of course, when Father Christmas says goodbye to you, he's never saying goodbye. He's saying, I'll see you on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you won't see me, Hannah. You won't see me, Hannah, because you'll be fast asleep. And always laughter. The perfect ho-ho-ho is important. And no one I know actually laughs by saying the words ho-ho-ho. I don't know a single person who, if you tell them a joke or a funny story, they'll look at you and go ho-ho-ho. The words are the closest we can get to making it ho-ho-ho. But actually, when you laugh, it comes from your large, ample tummy, and you'll say ho-ho-ho. So there's a suggestion of ho-ho-ho in there, but it's far more a laugh. No, you need to feel free to laugh at any moment, because you are a very jolly fellow. You laugh at your own jokes. You laugh at everything. It's very handy to have a good ho-ho-ho, because I always remember Eric Morecambe used to say, when he ran out of things to, he forgot what he was doing, he'd grab Ernie Wise and just slap him around the face until he remembered. Maybe laugh. And so
Santa shouldn't do that, though.
No, he doesn't grab people and slap around the face, but he just laughs. That Father Christmas, because he's jolly, he can laugh for no reason at all. So he might just suddenly, you might go, because it does, you know, when you're working all day in a Christmas grotto, you're meeting a lot of people, and you do sometimes have moments where your mind goes completely blank. You go, my crikey, who am I talking to? What am I doing? Have I already started the sentence with the person before? And so you just need to calm yourself by just, for no reason at all, just going, Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about something funny. I was thinking about the elves playing Monopoly yesterday. Anyway, so then you're back on track. But we always think if you've got lots to talk about, you'll always be fine. And any children's entertainer always needs more material than maybe they're going to use.
Mm.
Because sometimes a child will come in and be quite frightened or quite nervous. And they'll just stand there staring at you. I remember the first time I ever did it, I was feeling rather smug sitting in a grotto thinking, well, I've been an elf, I've been a clown for 15 years, how hard is this going to be? So I was sitting there in this lovely costume, in this lovely grotto, and I heard footsteps on the other side of the door, and I went, oh, here we go, showtime. And the door opened, and in came a child, and the child just looked at me and just went, huh? And I realised at that moment, I was Father Christmas. And I thought, gosh, and I hadn't prepared, and I didn't know what to say. I mean, it all went fine, but I think I muddled through. But then I thought, gosh, there is a structure to this. So we always try and make sure that Father Christmas has loads to talk about. So whatever happens, if he has to, he can talk nonstop for 3 minutes, but make a child realise that they've met the real guy and feel like they've had a great chat.
So, it's a huge responsibility, isn't it?
That's the word. It is a responsibility. Think about it. As I said earlier, that a child meeting Father Christmas is a big deal. It's a big celebrity, and it should be. Something that they remember for the rest of their lives. Luckily, it was for me. I met Santa in a shop called Beals in Bournemouth when I was little, and I've never forgotten it. He gave me a pencil case that I still have to this day, and it was wonderful. And I thought, gosh, if it had been a bad experience, I'd never think so magically as I do about Father Christmas. It needs to be great. And many actors think it's just a simple job of putting on a suit and there you go, but it's really not. And it's quite interesting because I'm quite strict at Santa school because I need to make sure everyone understands how important it is to have the structure and keep it magical and keep it jolly. And, you know, people sometimes just dry up and they look at me going, I don't know what to say now. And I go, there are you. I see you need lots to talk about. So we cover everything. And as I said, delivering the present, for instance. You can have a lot of fun saying, well, I'll come down your chimney, presuming the child has a chimney, and I'll put your presents in the washing machine. No, in the fridge. Because when they're shy, you need to try and get them talking.
Yeah.
Usually, if you say you're going to put your presents in their washing machine, you normally get a reaction. No, under the tree, and then you're off. Once they've started talking to you, you're away. So, you need to try and gently bring the children into the conversation and the grown-ups, as I say, and make the whole thing as interactive and wonderful as possible.
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic learning about being Santa from you. And you're not going to believe it, James, but I'm pretty sure that I also met Santa Claus in Beals in Bournemouth.
You're joking me.
No, that's where I'm from.
No.
Yeah.
Well, me too. I'm from Ringwood. I grew up in Ringwood, just down the road from Bournemouth. Beals is a big department store.
Yeah, well, my grandparents were in Wimborne, so I spent every Christmas in Wimborne.
No way. You know, I've never met anyone who's ever been to Beals in Bournemouth. This is a historic day. See, that's the magic of Father Christmas. Father Christmas brings people together. I love that.
Exactly. Isn't that brilliant? Well, you have a fantastic day and an amazing Christmas. And if people want to find out more about the Ministry of Fun, they can have a look on your website, yeah?
Yes, they can. Ministryoffun.net. We're on there. So is Father Christmas. So we'll see you soon. Have a very Merry Christmas and a jolly Happy New Year, Hannah.
Thank you, James, and to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.